This week, Seattle's city council voted unanimously to fine people $1 for throwing too much food waste in the trash. Sally Bagshaw is one of the members of the city council who voted in favor, and she joins us now. Councilmember Bagshaw, thanks for joining us.
You bet.
Well, how is this going to work exactly?
Well, this is really just an extension of what we already do in Seattle. We've had mandatory recycling for the last 25 years. It started off with residential yard waste, and then in 2005 we added recyclables that include, you know, glass and cardboard and plastic and that. And this is now an expansion to include food waste.
But it's only a $1 fine, right, if they find that you do have more than 10% of your garbage filled with food waste. Is that really to stop people or just to raise awareness?
Well, for sure, it's to raise awareness. We've had a fine system in play for the last 9 years, and the total fines that have ever been issued and collected in the last 9 years is less than $1,000. So the motivation is not to fine people. It's really to move us towards our goal of 60% recycling.
Well, where is the problem right now? Who are the people that are putting so much food waste in? Is it everybody and people just don't know?
Yeah, it's everybody. We did some surveying over the last year, and roughly a third of everybody's garbage, whether it's commercial, single-family, or multifamily, is food waste. And that translates into 100,000 tons of food waste a year that we are putting on a train and shipping to Eastern Oregon. And that's not acceptable to anybody.
Well, I guess a lot of people probably think that if you are throwing a banana peel in the garbage or moldy bread or whatever it might be, that that's going to biodegrade once it gets to that landfill.
Right. And it probably ultimately does, but it also costs more to send it, whereas we can keep it local, compost it, and then reuse it for garden supplies, for agriculture, and it actually works a lot better and faster if we compost it.
What if there is a repeat offender? Are their fines going to go up beyond the $1 fine?
No, actually, our local agency is Seattle Public Utility, and they start off right now with a major education program, leaving people flyers, helping people understand what goes into the compost. I mean, things like greasy pizza boxes after the football game, or just like you said, your banana peel, your leftover moldy bread, that just goes in the food compost. We have a third compost bin in our apartment building where you just toss the stuff and you use those green biodegradable bags. And we already separate all this. So it's just a matter of having a third bin.
How has this worked elsewhere? Because I know Seattle is not the first place to do something like this.
Oh, no. But I believe that there are a few cities that are doing as much as we're doing. We're at 56% recycling right now. The goal is to get to 60% by next year and 70% 7 years after that. And I know Portland, San Francisco, Vancouver, BC also have important programs, but other cities don't do anything nearly as significant. And so we're just trying to get out front, do what's best for our city, and figure that there will be others that follow.
But have you been looking at the success in other cities?
Yes, we have, actually. But again, we're on the vanguard of this. And if you think about the amount of food that could be composted, I mean, the visual that somebody gave me yesterday was we are sending 100,000 tons to a landfill. And the visual equivalent of that is the displacement weight of an aircraft carrier.
Hmm. Are you worried that people are going to view this as a nanny state move?
Oh, shoot. That comes up all the time. But frankly, when we did the survey, 75% of the people surveyed said they support this plan. You don't get 75% of people agreeing to anything very often. So, no, I'm not too worried about it.
Seattle City Council member Sally Bagshaw on the new plan in that city. You can read more about it at hereandnow.org. Sally, thank you.
Good to talk to you.